Hibbard is the coordinator of the Charlton Good Neighbours Care Group and joins me on the phone now. Morning.
Morning.
So you do something like this. This is what the scheme's all about, Good Neighbours. What do you exactly do?
Well, we recruit local volunteers to support older people locally, doing the practical type of jobs that you're saying, maybe giving them a lift to hospitals or bringing them to on-site activities. And we also recruit volunteers to go in as befrienders for older people.
So this is exactly the kind of thing the NHS were trying to get us all signed up to do.
Yeah, but I just wonder a little bit whether It does work better if there's a bit of a framework so that you're protecting both the older service user and the volunteer, and that both parties can get support from an organisation.
So how well does it work, Helen? Is it a system that works really well that you've got set up?
I think ours does. I mean, our particular group's been going for 47 years. It's a registered charity. We receive funding from the local authority. And over the time, we've sort of developed the processes which ensure that the older people are well supported, that they've got volunteers who are appropriate for them, but also volunteers are police checked, that they receive any appropriate training if somebody's less mobile and needs help getting people in and out of cars. So the whole system works very well.
Yeah, because I mean, there is more to this, isn't there, than just pitching up and saying, I'll help out. Obviously, you do need to put checks in place. And I mean, it hasn't been cost prohibitive, any of that, no?
Well, obviously, we get funding from our local council, and so that helps pay for the police checks. But there's an awful lot of goodwill out there that does need to be harnessed. And through a local voluntary group, it seems the safest way to do it.
So how come you've succeeded, really, where what the NHS has tried to do has failed so massively?
I suppose the thing for our group is it's very, very localised. So we cover just one or two wards in a suburb of South Manchester. And I myself live in the area, and all my volunteers do. And so there's a big group of us who've committed ourselves to this group for 30 years or more. And so we've built up that expertise and local knowledge. And by word of mouth, we can recruit more volunteers into the group. And along the same lines, the older people know that the care group has a well-trusted name, so that they know anybody we put in to support them has gone through the proper procedure.
And I mean, you've been going for a long time. I mean, was it? I mean, obviously, you now have a reputation, of course, so that makes it easier, doesn't it? But I mean, was it difficult to start with? Were you having the same kind of problems recruiting as the NHS seemed to be?
Well, I wasn't there at the beginning, but I think the local churches set it up as a response to people saying that they were isolated and lonely. So the issues that were happening 50 years ago are still prevalent today. And I think because it was a local thing, again, people work together more efficiently. Whereas I guess with the NHS thing, which is a brilliant idea, it's how they direct people. And if people just inquire via their website, I'm not quite sure where they would tap into an older person.
So, I mean, give us an example then. How does it work? I mean, obviously you volunteer yourself, don't you? So, I mean, how does it work? Give me an example of one of the elderly people that you look after. How often do you pop in to see them? What sort of things do you do?
Well, I'm the coordinator here, so I've got a paid role. But initially, I started as a volunteer, and then as the group grew, then the money was forthcoming to pay me a bit. But we've got about 70 volunteers. And an older person can be referred by their doctor or their family for a visitor. I then think about which volunteer can go in to support them based on their background and how close by they live.
It's a bit of a strange analogy, but is it a little bit like, sort of, say, online dating? Do you try and match up people who you know will get on? Do you know what I mean? Is that part of it as well?
I think it is a bit like that. And there are occasions where it doesn't quite work, and that's probably my fault because I haven't quite thought it through properly. But on the whole, I think people are willing to give it a go. But also the other thing I think is sometimes older people, it doesn't necessarily mean that they need a volunteer. It could mean that they need encouragement to join an activity throughout the week so that they've got more structure. So being lonely isn't necessarily synonymous with, right, I'll put a volunteer in there. Mm. It's trying to encourage them to join a group activity so that they make friends with more of their peer group.
And also, is it a lot of, generally, is it a lot of older people volunteering to? Because my gran was exactly like this. She was, and even in her sort of late 70s, she'd be talking about the old ones, you know? We had that little clip of that chap, John, who's one of the residents in one of our local homes, and he helps out his other residents in the home, you know. Yes. But do you get a lot of older volunteers?
We do. And one of my recent volunteers is 87, and she's perfectly fit and really sharp. She just wanted to do something. So now she's visiting two other older ladies. One's younger than her, one's older than her. So it does seem a bit bizarre, but it absolutely works.
So I suppose it just proves the old adage, doesn't it? Age is just a number.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're willing still to help and you've got the capacity to do so, then why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the question we're asking generally, they're just a sort of wide question. I mean, are we bad with old people in this country? Do we let the elderly down?
I think that's a tricky one, because on the surface it can seem that way. But our experience at the care group is that some older people, it's how you engage them with this sort of thing. I mean, a lot of them are of that generation where they're very proud. They still want to be seen as very self-sufficient. They might have had a very good job with a bit of social standing. So as soon as they come into a position of being more vulnerable, and they've got issues around feeling embarrassed for asking to help, they might then just say no whenever anybody offers it. So I was on the phone to a guy the other week. His GP had referred him, and there was no way he was having none of it.
Really?
He wouldn't let me give him a leaflet. He wouldn't let me go out and speak to him. So I think there's a lot of goodwill out there. It's how we encourage these older people to see that there's no shame, really, in having a bit of support, and that there's mutual benefits in having a younger volunteer where you might be able to discuss a hobby that you share, or you've been in a similar career.
So actually, that's a really interesting point, isn't it? So sometimes part of the problem may actually be the older person being a bit too proud and perhaps not wanting to take the help. Yeah, that's a very interesting angle on it. Listen, lovely to speak to you. Thanks ever so much for coming and giving us a bit of an idea how it works in your neck of the woods. That's
okay.
Helen Hibbard there, coordinator of the Charlton Good Neighbours Care Group. It's in South Manchester, that area.
Thank you much, Hugh. It's 6:37, 5 Live Breakfast, and it's Monday morning. Do you ever check on an elderly or lonely neighbour? Back in November, NHS England asked for 100,000 volunteers to do just that, to try to cut the number of people dying in the cold weather. But so far, only 2,000 people have signed up to the Winter Friend scheme. Enid Wood lives in Manchester and is in her 80s. She has regular visits from Karen, a volunteer from Charlton Good Neighbours Care Group.
Hi, Karen.
Hiya, you're right.
Give us a hug.
I'm a bit wet.
Oh, you're all wet. Oh, bless you.
Are you all right?
Yes, come on, love. Get dry.
Right, let's get the iPad then.
See, it first came about because Enid had got a laptop the weather was really bad. So Enid, he was very independent, but if it snowed and she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
So then the whole point was for me to show you how to be more dependent with yourself, with things like that, like shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we did a food delivery.
There it is now, it shows, doesn't it?
That came last Monday.
Yes.
And then we set you up with the email.
Yes.
You're on Skype.
No, I can't use Skype yet.
No,
we haven't got there.
We're walking before we can run.
My problem is I can't even type.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It'll come eventually. It will come eventually.
It was never about coming in and doing things for Enid. Enid, you know, she can do it on her own. And it's more just helping, isn't it?
And Charlton Good Neighbours, we befriend people, and that's why it's befriending people, isn't it, really? If people came to my door and I just perhaps even knew them by sight but didn't know much about them, I'd be friendly with them and say hello, but I wouldn't ask them in. And I hope Karen will back me up with this. I'm still all there in the head, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
and some older people aren't. And it's quite a risky thing for old people to think, oh, they must be all right, they've come to the door, they're going to be nice to me and they want to help, I'll ask them in. So I do think older people should be very careful. the organisation Karen and I belong to, everybody who belongs to it are CRB checked by the police.
It's easy then for a volunteer who is going into someone's house that someone else knows about. If you go into someone's house and you see, oh my God, they need more than help getting a loaf of bread or a newspaper, you're a bit, where do you go from here? And so, like, at least with an organisation, we ring our coordinator, Helen, and then she can sort out the necessary steps to get the person help.
But it would be nice if this new scheme did work, but you can see how you have to be wary of these new ideas. And if the neighbours nearby people were more helpful, that would be a start, wouldn't it? I mean, I've got a lady, our family lives opposite, and he saw me struggling with the bin the other day. He never came across to help me. I was pulling away, you know, and I got there, but I thought he could have helped me. Just a little bit of help like that is everything.
Well, let's talk now to Helen Hibbard, who's coordinator of Chorlton Good Neighbours Care Group, which has been running for 47 years and which Karen is part of, along with Enid. Hello.
Hello.
They sound like they've got a lovely friendship.
Yeah, they have. It's worked really well for them. And for the most part, when I match people up together, it's really successful. There are the odd one or two where perhaps I haven't thought it through properly. But the thing with Enid and Karen is they actually met on site within my office. And so it was almost a natural selection. And if you can bring people together on an on-site activity within the group, that does tend to work better.
So this is exactly what NHS England, the kind of thing that they wanted to tap into. They set this target of 100,000 volunteers. Was that always too ambitious, do you think?
I guess probably in our group, we're not surprised that maybe they've not had the uptake that they wanted. It's a brilliant idea, and we always need to support anything that's going to help our older people. And there's not a lack of people coming forward to volunteer, but the main thing is it does need to be facilitated through a local community group.
Was that the idea? I'm not sure how they thought it was going to work. Was that they had volunteers and then they would kind of field them to organisations like
yours? I know.
Yours?
I mean, if that was their plan, then that's great, because I think lots of groups throughout the country need more volunteers and they've got the guidelines there to bring people together. But yes, I was looking at their website and it didn't seem to know how to direct people.
You would think that was a better way of doing it, because you're there on the ground, you've got the local know-how, you know where the needs are.
Yeah, well, the fact that our group's been going for 47 years actually says something about local people coming together to do something about isolated, lonely older people and giving them a bit of practical support. So it's been successful so far.
And Helen, the other question people will be asking in all of this is, where are the families?
I mean, obviously, I think people do have a lot of family support. Some people perhaps don't get as much as they need. But some of my volunteers, for example, have family in other parts of the country. So their families are being looked after elsewhere by voluntary groups. And so they come forward to volunteer for our group.
Right.
So it's a bit reciprocal.
But, I see, I understand.
You know, and also a volunteer can give an older person something different from the family.
Yeah. Families have all kinds of complicated dynamics going on sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you come in to help without any of that kind of baggage, then it can be easier.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, good luck with the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
It sounds like a brilliant scheme. Yeah. And we'll talk to NHS England a bit later on about their whole Winter Friends project and how well it's done or hasn't done after 8 o'clock this morning. It's 6:42.